Well, gold took the news hard today. Or it could otherwise be said that the market saw hopeful signs in the presidential election in Ukraine this weekend. Hi, this is Charles Goyette. At the midpoint in trading today, gold was down $27 to $1,265. Now, there's always a full dugout of players that contribute to a market price, but in this case, the big hitter in the game was the selection of Petro Poroshenko as Ukraine's next president. Poroshenko's election was probably the best of all possible, I emphasize possible, outcomes. He took well over 50% of the vote, while the bloodthirsty plutocrat Yulia Tymoshenko came in second, but she was well back somewhere in the teens. It could be said that Poroshenko has a foot in both camps of the divided Ukrainian nation, as any leader there probably should. The chocolate tycoon is a former minister in the cabinet of deposed President Yanukovych, and he was also personally close to Yanukovych, who is in fact the godfather of Poroshenko's daughters. But Yanukovych dismissed Poroshenko along with the rest of his cabinet during a financial scandal. And there is more than that, more than just one or two hints of financial corruption in Poroshenko's history. But that does seem to be endemic to Ukraine. But it is better that an official should skim a little of the national wealth along the way than that the entire country should be plunged into a civil war and ultimately become the spark that sets off a global conflagration. Although fighting continues in several areas, there is some reason for hope that Poroshenko is willing to do what must be done to avoid more widespread chaos. He has pointed out that he and Putin know each other quite well, and having been a player in Yanukovych's government, he no doubt understands Russia's objectives in the region. Russia has made the expected perfunctory remarks about welcoming the opportunity to open a new dialogue with a new government. But now, gold investors, take note. Before we emit a collective sigh of relief that Ukraine, the primary driver of gold prices this year after all, is no longer a concern, you have to bear in mind that the interventionist instinct that drove this whole problem, that ignited this brouhaha on Russia's border to begin with, is still very much in place and still hungry for the kind of violence that can drive gold much higher. It didn't take long for the Wall Street Journal to react to Poroshenko's election by saying that it presents a golden opportunity to add more sanctions on Russia and for the U.S. and Europe to crank up military aid for Ukraine. Wait a minute, the election of what could be a conciliator, anxious to ease the crisis to see it cooled, is a reason to turn up the sanctions screws and add war machinery into the volatile mix? Madness. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.